Welcome, everyone. I'm James Morrow, your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CNYK, which is short for Change-Making Youth Culture. And today we have a special guest on the show. Please put your hands together for Adrian Barajas.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show today. As you said already, my name is Adrian Barajas, and I'm a button designer.
All right. Well, moving on. Adrian, I see that your button design is based on global warming.
Yes, that's right. My button design is for global warming. I decided to choose this topic because it's something that is starting to get very concerning in consideration to our planet's health. Not many people acknowledge the fact that global warming is happening or know that it's a real thing, but it's happening and it's affecting everyone and everything. It's causing our oceans to rise, it's melting our Arctic glaciers, and it's breaking the ecosystems and habitats that have been in occurrence for centuries.
Wow, I knew about global warming, but I did not know its effects were this harmful. With all this in mind, how have you planned to grab people's attention through your button?
Well, our tagline is meant to grab the attention through a distressing tone. No life, no future. It's a very simple tagline, but it has a lot of meaning behind it. To break it down, no life means that if mankind continues on this path of pollution and destruction, there will be no life. To carry this point even further, no future means that if there is no life, there cannot be a future for us, because our future would be that of corporate factories and damaging systems to our nature. That is the reason I want to raise awareness and stop this demolition of the planet we live on. I want to see people or listeners today to try and not use as much energy every day. I believe that it will help our cause tremendously, but it will only be the first step. What we really need is the governments of the first world nations to come together and stop the pollution we are creating. That means to shut down the big name companies that keep depleting our natural energies and causing harm to the environment.
Thank you for that wonderful answer. You really made it clear to me and our audience just how much we need to create a global movement to stop global warming. Another thing I'd like to touch on is illustration on your button. How do you think it can support your claim and improve it?
I think my illustration represents the damage that corporations are making on our planet and how they're burning our natural fuels. It uses shapes and lines to form patterns of what you see in my design. My illustration represents the warming of the polar ice caps as it shows a fat cat with a torch heating up the planet as a whole and therefore affecting everything. My fat cat has a lot of white space to add contrast to the image. There are also repetition of chains of carbon dioxide because carbon dioxide molecules are one of the leading factors of global warming. I also included three short sentences that said, "No life, no future, think about it in Times New Roman," because it symbolizes my concern with a clear emphasis.
All right, thank you for explaining your design and making it clear to all of us what it means to harm our planet. And thank you to our viewers to listening to CMYK, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AYV with us and hashtag CMYK.